Namah Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Om, I bow to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose mission is to teach the art of purely serving God. Of all who've lived on earth, to Krishna nuns as dear as he, who at Sri Krishna's lotus feet has dwelt eternally. Obeisances to you, O prime disciple of your Lord, Sri Saraswati Thakur, wielder of the preaching sword. By preaching Lord Chaitanya's words, you've saved the western lands from voidism, impersonalist creeds, and all such shams. What follows is a selection of poems by Dravida Das. Most are versifications of existing Sanskrit verses, and some are original. We begin with an homage to Srila Prabhupada, first offered on his Vyasa Puja Day in 1997. Trapped within samsara's all-devouring blazing fire, we had no hope of rescue, till by Krishna's strong desire, you boldly sailed across the sea to spread his holy name and teach the truths of bhakti so some souls would be reclaimed. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Patiently you taught us how to chant the holy name, and how to dance, and how to sing, and what was life's true aim. And thus you gave us Lord Chaitanya's teachings unalloyed, and saved us from the all-devouring Mayavadi void. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. When Krishna Bhakti spread and you had centers here and there, you introduced the worship of the deities so fair. And soon throughout the world their lordships smiled upon your crew and nourished strong devotion to themselves and unto you. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Prasadam was your special weapon no one could resist. Once the Sunday feast had started, no one could desist. Halva, sweet rice, crisp pakoras, sabjis, puris, rice. With these and other preps, you did our tongues and hearts entice. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. The books you shower down upon the masses and on us taught scripture's sacred essence, bhakti pure and nectarous. And while you wrote, you relished Sri Sri Radha Krishna's name and form and pastimes, qualities, and everlasting fame. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. While managing your ISKCON with the whole world as your stage, meeting, preaching, traveling like a man of half your age, you served their lordship Sri Sri Radha Krishna in your heart, arranging for their pastimes in Vrindavan's secret part. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. The Guru is as good as God, you said, and some were shocked. But you had simply quoted scripture, you did not concoct. And sure enough, for those who worship you as they would God, the path of bhakti opens wide and joyfully is trod. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. If you bestow your mercy, then Sri Krishna gives his too. But if your mercy's lacking, then there's nothing we can do. So every day we should reflect upon your life sublime, and vow to serve you always with our body, words, and mind. O Prabhupada, your mercy is my only treasure now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. I pray that my small hymn, though lacking literary worth, presented on this day of your appearance on this earth, may find some favor both with you and with your devotees, who hover round your lovely lotus feet like maddened bees. O Prabhupada, I pray that you bestow your mercy now. Unto your soothing lotus feet I bow. Next is the third Chaitanyashtaka from the Stavamala by Srila Rupa Goswami. Upasita padambu jasa tamano dakta rudradibhi papadnya purushottamam padamadabhramun brajita samasta natamandali spurana bhishta kalpa drumam shachi sutamahipabho kudamukunda mande kripam. Navarnihitamishate godataravatarahita bhavandamodo buddhayo nakula sarva bhamadayo bhado bhavatu tatrakak patarato namaste param shachi sutamahi prabho kudumukunda mande kripam. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the multitude of gods, beginning with Lord Shiva, in whose heart devotion throbs. You've made Lord Jagannath's great city by the sea your home, and there you shine with splendor as in ecstasy you roam. For all your loving devotees, who beam like many moons, you are a wish-fulfilling tree, bestowing endless boons. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Shripad Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya never finds the limits of your glories, what to speak of lesser minds. Even Lord Ananta and your other incarnations find their power to extol you fraught with limitations. Your vast intelligence will surely never know defeat. I humbly bow before you and most earnestly entreat. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The glorious Upanishads had kept the secret sealed. By them the gem of pure devotion never was revealed. Nor did your most exalted incarnations show that jewel, for only you yourself could bring about the great renewal of Krishna Bhakti. And behold, you've reached your lotus hand into the nectar sea and cast that gem upon this land. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Overwhelmed with love of Krishna, who is none but you, you dance ecstatically, astounding three-eyed Lord Shambhu. To your humble devotees you gladly manifest the nectar of devotion. They feel infinitely blessed. The proud and egotistical can never know your glories. To them accounts of your great deeds are just so many stories. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Even low-born sinful souls entrapped in Kali's age, suffering unnumbered pains that no one can assuage, are instantly delivered when you kindly seek them out and flood them with your splendid mercy, making bhakti sprout. And so with heart rejoicing at your mercy's endless store, I take full shelter of your lotus feet and then implore, O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Trickling from your lotus mouth, the honey nectar stream of your pure words enlightens all and showers bliss supreme upon the humble bumblebees who are your devotees. What use to them are dry philosophies, austerities? You are an ocean full of gems, the holy names which bless all people on this planet with supreme auspiciousness. O Lord Chaitanya, Sri Mukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. The beauty of your face defeats the full moon's soothing glow. From full-blown lotus petal eyes your loving glances flow. By clusters of your winning smiles your lovely lips are graced. Your chest is broad, your arms are like two glorious upraised snakes. Your handsome form defeats 100 million Kamadevs. And best of all, your mercy floods this world in endless waves. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. O Lord, whose splendor calls to mind the golden daffodil, I am the lowest sinner in this world of sinners. Still, you overlook the faults of one whose faults are like an ocean, and bless him with the strength to practice unalloyed devotion. With this in mind, O Lord, who are most kind to fallen souls, I worship you with humble heart, devoid of mundane goals. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. O festival of happiness for all this world of woe, O Lord who caused the joy in Shachi's heart to overflow, O fulgent moon whose glow is your unending spotless fame, O Bhagavan whose mission is to spread your holy name, O Sri Chaitanya Chandra, kindly grant this one request. May those who hear these verses, feeling purified and blessed, while deeply contemplating your exquisite lotus feet, attain pure love for you and make their blessed lives complete. O Lord Chaitanya, Shimukunda, Shachi's precious jewel, please shower your compassion on this wretched, stubborn fool. Next is the first Kunjabiharashtaka by Srila Rupa Goswami from his Stavamala. Inda nilna mani mandala vana pullani pukusamanchita kana krishna labada kushoda sihari sundaro jayati kunja bihari jayati kunja bihari jayati kunja 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 bihari radhika vadana chandra chakora sava balla vava dhudati chora chachari chitada thanchita chari charuto jayati kunja bihari Jayati Kunja Bihari Jayati Kunja 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 Bihari Sarvatak Patilakala Kapava Dvangsanena Datta Vasava Gava Goshta Rakshana Kate Gididhari Leelaya Jayati Kunja Bihari Jayati Kunja Bihari Jayati Kunja 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 Bihari His smooth complexion conquers sapphires, stunning to the eye. Kadamba blooms with fragrance full on each ear gently lie. His beauty's greatened by his chest where Gunja garland stays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Chakora longing for the moon of Radha's radiant face, a thief purloining patience from the cowherd's wives apace, is expert rhythmic dancing, winning up Sarah's loud praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. When Indra's sacrifice he stopped, he stole the deva's pride by playfully uplifting Giri Govardhan to hide his friends and cows beneath the hill for 7 nights and days. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Heart-warming, warbling melodies adorn his flute, which sings of Cupid's fest. To him unending happiness it brings. The parrot pair, his loving pastimes, never tire to praise. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. His glistening garments steal a splendid glow by gold possessed. A perfect peacock plume bedecks his most exquisite crest. Vrindavan's radiant girls rejoice to see his loving ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Most fragrant sandal paste anoints his limbs so slightly blue. A golden belt adorns his handsome waist. He's likened to an elephant bound by the ropes of Radha's winning ways. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. His fulgent forehead glows with golden tilak he's applied. His playful pastimes swing his champak wreath from side to side. He meets the gorgeous gopis for their rendezvous in caves. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. Their work ignored, the coward's wives are fairly paralyzed when dancing glances strike them from the corners of his eyes. Ecstatic hero setting love-mad Radha's heart ablaze. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. All glories to the Lord who in Vrindavan's forest plays. The pastimes that the Lord enjoys in Vraja's sylvan bowers enhance this octave's beauty and pour forth pure nectar showers. Whoever hears these verses soon acquires saintly traits and serves his lustrous lotus feet with love that ne'er abates. And serves his lustrous lotus feet with love that ne'er abates. Next is the Sri Nandanandanashtaka from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Ambudanjanendra nila nindikanti dambara kunkamodyat arkavindyut angshudivya rambara Shimadanga chatu tindu pita nakta chandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavindra nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavindra nandana Ganda tanda vati panditanta jesha kundalas Chandra padma sandra gava kundanasya mandala Ballavishu vardhitatma gudha bhava bandhana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Nityanam vyarupa vesa hara keli chestita Keli narma sharma dahi mitra vinda veshtita Sviya keli kana nangshu nirjitendra nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana Swangri dasi dostu mesa ballavinda nandana
His dark complexion mocks mascara sapphires and the blackish cloud. His garments shine like reddish rising sun with lightning bolts endowed. With sandal paste enhanced with camphor are his handsome limbs replete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Upon his cheeks his shark-shaped earrings dance with quintessential grace. The pride of countless moons and lotus blooms is shattered by his face. The gopis bind his heart with hidden love that's perfect and complete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His loving pastimes, youthful form, and gorgeous dress are always new. His coward friends delight him with their playful tricks and joking, too. His splendid pleasure grows, make Indra's Nandana accept defeat. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Their hearts aglow with golden frame, his friends and kin expand his joy. The universal rulers bow their heads before that cowherd boy. He daily honors learned, truthful Brahmins, free of all conceit. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet.
King Indra's wealth and Kaliya's and Kunsa's life and Vatsa's too, he crushed with ease thus raining down heroic pastimes ever new. Like Chataka's, his devotees are nourished by that torrent sweet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His rasa dance in sylvan groves delights Shri Radha and her friends, who drink the nectar of his clever joking play which never ends. The glory of his loving sports fills all the worlds with joy complete. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. His rasa dance displays intense devotion of the purest kind, his charming wondrous form and dress enchant enchanting Cupid's mind. His glances at the gopis hint at ecstasy supremely sweet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. As Radha gathered flowers, Krishna touched her. Then he felt desire and jubilation as he saw her face adorned with loving ire. Hari becomes a sandal paste on Radha's heart whene'er they meet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. May Nanda's son bestow on me the service of his lotus feet. Exalted goddesses like Lakshmi Devi rarely ever see Shri Radha's lover Madhava. But if a humble devotee recites these verses, then Shri Radhika's enjoyer Shri Hari will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally. Will pour the nectar of his service down on him eternally.
Next is the Sri Radhikashtaka from the Govinda Lilamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Kunkamakta kanchanandra gavahari gaurabha pita nanchi dabja gandha kirti nindi sorabha Ballavesha suna sarva vanchitartha sadhika Mahyamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika Mahyamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika Kauravinda kanti nindi chitrapatra shatika Krishna matta bringa keli pulla pushpa vatika Krishna nitya sangha mata punma bandhu radhika Mahyamatma pada punma dasa dastu radhika Mayamatma parapunna dasa dastu radhika Saukumaya srishta pulla vali kirti nigraha Chandra chanda notpalendu savya shita vigraha Swabhimarsha ballavisha kamatapa badhika Mayamatma parapunna dasa dastu radhika Mayamatma parapunna dasa dastu radhika Her gold complexion steals the pride of gold and lotus tinged with red. Her fragrance mocks the scent of lotus bloom with saffron powder spread. Her skill in satisfying Shri Hari is perfect and complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Her wondrous silken garments shame the splendor rubies can display. She is a blooming garden where the bee of Krishna loves to play. She worships Surya every day so she and Madhava can meet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Eclipsed by Radha's tenderness, the fame of budding blossoms dims. The moon, the lotus, sandal paste, and camphor serve her cooling limb. When Krishna burns with love desires, whose soothing touch dispels the heat, may Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Though youthful goddesses adored by all, adore the goddess Sri, She lacks Sri Radha's beauty, youth, and every other quality. So when it comes to lover sports, with Radha no one can compete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. In arts like dancing, singing, joking, Radha is by far the best. She shines with countless traits divine, like love and gorgeous form and dress. Among the famous gopis of Vrindavan, she's supremely sweet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Eternal pastimes, beauty, youth, and love for Krishna make her rich. The loving gopis tremble just to see that love at highest pitch. Her meditation on Sri Krishna's form and pastimes is complete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Perspiring, trembling, hairs on end, and crying, faltering of the voice, impatience, joy, and guile, these signs of rapture make her friends rejoice. For Krishna's eyes her many jeweled ornaments provide a treat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Apart from Krishna for a moment, Radha feels anxiety and restlessness and other moods, the highest kind of ecstasy. But when she meets him with some effort, all her sufferings retreat. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Exalted goddesses like Parvati can hardly ever see Sri Krishna's lover Radhika, but if a humble devotee recites these verses, then Sri Radha, who enjoys with Sri Hari, will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally. Will pour the nectar of her service down on him eternally. Next is the Sri Sri Shikshastaka by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jeto darpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Shriya kaidavatam vikavitadanam vidyavadhu jivanam Anandam buddhivardhanam patipadam purnamita swadhanam Sarvatmas napadam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam Nam namakadi bahudani je sarvishaktis tatra pita niyamitak smadanena kala eta drishita vakripa bhagavan mati durdaiva midrishami hajane nanuragah trinada pisuni chena tado divasa hishnuna amanena manadena kirtani yaksadahari Nadanang najanang sundarim kavitang vajagadisha kamaye Mama janmani janmani shware bhavatan bhaktira hoitu kitvahi Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitang maam vishame bhavam budho Kripaya tava para pankaja stita dhuli sadrasham vichindaya Nayanang galadashudharaya vadanang gangadudhayagira Pulakaya nichitang vapukada tapanama ghaneva vishiti Yugahitang nimeshena chakshusha pravishahitam Shunyahitam jagatsavam govinda vidahena mehe Ashlishya vaparadatang pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatang korotuva Yatatatha vavadadhatu lampato matprananathas dhusahevana paraho. All glories to the chanting of Sri Krishna's holy names, which easily extinguishes samsara's blazing flames by polishing the lust-encrusted mirror of the heart. That chanting is the waxing moon that knows the secret art of causing the white lotus of good fortune to unfurl its petals far and wide throughout this bleak and blighted world. Of transcendental knowledge, which will take us to life's goal, the chanting of the name of Krishna is the life and soul. The ocean of ecstatic bliss floods far beyond its bounds, wherever Krishna's merciful and mystic name resounds. Indeed, whenever Krishna's names are sung in congregation, at every step one tastes a joy that knows no limitation. So hear with great attention, as I earnestly exclaim, please bathe your consciousness by chanting Krishna's holy name. By transcendental potency, that name will surely bless you with pure love for Krishna and the end of all distress. Krishna Govinda and Keshava too, your names have no end, and in each of them you have invested your potencies, leaving none out. Whenever we want, we can chant them without the slightest restriction of time or of place. O Lord, who can fathom your infinite grace, yet I am so wretched, devoid of all shame, that I haven't developed a taste for your name. More humble than a blade of grass, as tolerant as a tree, to think all praise belongs to others, none belongs to me. These qualities attract the Lord to bless one with the power to chant his name incessantly until the final hour. Wealth and women, followers, the fruits of mundane piety, liberation from this world of limitless anxiety. For me, O Lord, these common goals have not the slightest worth. Let me serve you purely now and in each future birth. Your servant for eternity, I lost my true identity and fell into this horrid sea of birth and death, O Lord. O Nanda's son, please hear my plea. By your sweet grace, consider me a speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. A speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. Tears streaming from my eyes, my voice choked with bliss, the hairs upon my body standing up in happiness. When will all these signs of rapture decorate my limbs as I chant your holy name, the monarch of all hymns? Every moment drags on for a million years or more. From the rain clouds of my eyes the tears in torrents pour. This whole creation's nothing but a vast and joyless void. O Govinda, by your absence I am being destroyed. Let Madhava embrace this maid who's fallen at his feet, or let him trample me or my most ardent hopes defeat, by never giving me a chance to see him anywhere, thus shattering my heart and plunging me into despair. You see, he is a reckless libertine and not a saint, so let him act in any way he likes without restraint. Yet though his cruel and crooked ways may cause me constant woe, Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. These eight essential verses Lord Chaitanya wrote to teach the practice and the goal of chanting Krishna's holy name. Day by day, whoever chants or hears this song will reach a little closer to perfection, spotless Krishna praying. That last is from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 2065. Next, a verse about the holy name from Srila Rupa Goswami's Stavamala.
Jiyan nama marare prem madandasya namimadavindam bhavadiyadabhasopi svachidalam mukti muktaya.
All glories to the holy name of Krishna, Moor's foe, that name's a blooming lotus with ambrosia overflowing, the soothing balm of love of God to cure all pain and woe. Just a dim reflection of that name, in slightly glowing, is like a drop of purest rain that falls within an oyster shell and brings about the pearl of liberation from this earthly hell.
Next, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 3.181.
अंहक संघ ददकिलं सकदुर्यारे वसकल लोकस्य जदनिलिवत मिल जलडिं जयचित गणमंगलं हरे नाम अंहक संघ ददकिलं सकदुर्यारे वसकल लोकस्य जदनिलिवत मिल जलडिं जयचित गणमंगलं हरे नाम.
When the moon is invisible, wither to nil, and the sun is long gone from the sky, then an ocean of darkness envelops this world, and the timorous fear they might die. But that thick pall of gloom is at once swept away when the first signs of sunrise appear, and the dawning of day gives assurance to all that in truth there is nothing to fear. In a similar way, when illusion holds sway, and a soul has forgotten his Lord, then the darkness of ignorance covers his heart, sin and suffering are his reward. But as soon as he chants Krishna's name, even once, in a manner that doesn't offend, then his ignorance flees like the darkness at dawn, and his sin and his suffering end. So there's nothing to fear, for the Son of the Name has appeared with his powers divine. In your heart may that Sun, benedictive for all, become fixed and eternally shine. In your heart may that Sun, benedictive for all, become fixed and eternally shine.
Next, verse 108 from Srila Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita.
Jaya 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 deva 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 tubhavana mangala divya nama deha. Jaya 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 deva Krishna deva shavana manonaya nama tabatara. Jaya 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 deva 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 tubhavana mangala divya nama deha. Jaya 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 deva Krishna deva Shavanamanonaya Namatavataro. All glory, 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 Lord, all glories unto Thee, who with Thy holy name bless all three worlds and set them free. All glory, glory, glory unto Thee, O Krishna Dev, whose nectar floods our ears and eyes and hearts in endless waves.
Next is a verse from Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Stavavali.
Radheti nama navasundada sidham mugdham, Krishneti nama madhuradhuta gadha dugdham, savakshanam surabhiragahi menadamyam, kvitvata daivadhavamerasa nature.
An excellent fresh nectar drink with endless subtle tastes, such is the name of Radha, by whom all three worlds are graced. Condensed milk that is wonderfully delicious, thick and sweet, such is the name of Krishna, in whom all attractions meet. Now mix these drinks, O thirsty tongue, and add the fragrant ice of love, a prize the wise will try to buy at any price. And then at every moment drink this beverage most fine, and make my heart supremely blissful, peaceful, and divine.
Next, from the Brihannaradiya Purana.
Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam, kalo nascheva, nascheva, nascheva gatiranyata.
If you want to attain the supreme goal of life in this age when dissension and chaos abound, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way that can never be found but to chant Krishna's name, but to chant Krishna's name, but to chant Krishna's name with a stout-hearted vow, and to pray, O Lord Krishna, O friend of the poor, let my head ever unto your lotus feet bow.
Next is an anonymous ashtaka, which I have titled, The Holy Name of Sri Hari is All That Be.
Madaram madarebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, bhavanam bhavanebhyopi, hadir nama eva kevalam, abramastamba paryantam, sarvam mayamayam jagat, satyam satyam punak satyam, hadir nama eva kevalam. Sagaru sapita chapi samata bandhavopi sa shikshayi chetsa dasmartum hare nama eva kevalam. Nikshvasi nahi vishvaso Kadarudho mhavishyati Kirtaniya mato balyan Hare namaiva kevalam Hari sadavase tatra yatra bhagavata janah Gayanti bhakti bhavena Hare namaiva kevalam Aho dukkam maha dukkam dukkha dukkha tadam yata kachatam vismitam ratna hare namaiva kevalam Diyatam diyatam karno niyatam niyatam vachah Diyatam giyatam nityam hare namaiva kevalam Tunit kuch jagat sarvam rajate sakalopari Chidanandamayam shuddham hare namaiva kevalam
Of sweet things, it's the sweetest you will taste at any time. Of things that bring good fortune, it's good fortune's paradigm. Of things that purify, it purifies most powerfully. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. From Brahma's realm atop the sky down to the lowly grass, illusion reigns in Maya Devi's treacherous morass. The truth, the only truth, the name of Sri Hari, the holy name of Sri Hari, is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. He's the guru, he's the father, he's the friend most true, and she's a real mother who most kindly teaches you to always hear and chant the holy name of Sri Hari. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Remember that our final breath may come at any time, no matter if we're old and sick or in our youthful prime. So young and old alike should chant the name incessantly. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Lord Sri Hari forever dwells wherever devotees, whose hearts are fixed on him and free of all impurities, uplift their voices high and sing his name in ecstasy. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Alas, what sorrow, what great pain, the worst calamity, for people to forget the holy name of Sri Hari. Although the name's a priceless gem, mere broken glass they see. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Just fill your ears, just fill them with the name of Sri Hari. Just chant the name with all sincerity. Just sing the name, just sing the holy name eternally. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. It makes this world appear like bits of straw upon the ground. It splendorously reigns supreme, divinity in sound. It's filled with transcendental bliss and peerless purity. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. The holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. Inspired to glorify the holy name of Sri Hari, a certain sage composed this hymn in Sanskrit poetry. I pray that those who hear this lowly version made by me will chant the holy name of Sri Hari in ecstasy. Will chant the holy name of Sri Hari in ecstasy. From the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Prithivite ache yata nagarari gram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranaham.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in every town and village, on every city street, my name will one day loudly sound and Kali's force defeat. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7128.
Yari deka tarika ha Krishna upadesh, amara agyai guru hanyatare desh.
To everyone you meet, impart the lessons Krishna gave. become a guru on my order and this country save. Madhya Lila 22:31.
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andhakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayar Adhikar.
Krishna's like the brilliant sun, Maya's like thick gloom. Wherever Krishna shines his light, Maya finds no room.
From Bilvamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita.
Madhuram madhuram vaparasivibho madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram madugandimadusmitametadaho madhuram 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 vaparasivibho madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram madugandimadusmitametadaho madhuram 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 madhuram.
Sweet, sweet is my dear Lord's form, sweeter still his face, so fair. But his honey-scented gentle smile is sweet beyond compare.
From the Padma Purana.
Dehesti mangsarudide bimitam trajasya jaya sutari chasadama matam vimuncha Bhushyani sang jagadidam chanabhanga tishtam vairagya ragya rasiko bhava bhakti nishtam.
Don't love the body, just a bag of flesh and blood and bone. Give up your sense of ownership for a wife and kids and home. At every moment see that this world totters on destruction. Become detached and learn to love the Lord, that's my instruction.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 22:128.
Sadhu Sangha Namakirtan Bhagavat Shravan Matodava Sri Murti Shadhaya Sevan.
Keep company with Vaishnavas and chant Sri Krishna Nam. Hear the Bhagavat each day and dwell within the Dham. Worship Krishna's archa form with faith and veneration. These five potent practices form bhakti's firm foundation.
Srimad Bhagavatam 11:11-8.
Dehistopi nadehasto vidvan swapnad yatotitah adehastopi dehastha kumati swapnadringyata.
Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, like one awakened from a dream, the wise soul sees the truth. Though dwelling in the body, he's entirely aloof. The foolish soul, however, though he's transcendental too, sees his body as himself, as if the dream were true.
The Prayers of King Kulashekar, text number 8.
Akada chadana saroje kanti mandetra mine shamamushi bujavichi vyakule gadhar marghe hari sadasiva gaya piyate jo jalaugham bhava madhupadi khinna klesha mandyacha jami.
The desert of this world is scorching me, exhausting me with endless misery. But now I see the perfect remedy. I'll dive into the lake of Sri Hari. The lotuses that grow within that pool are Krishna's hands and feet, so soft and cool. The fish there, Krishna's eyes heap ridicule upon the most exquisite brilliant jewels. His arms with graceful motions ever make delightful waves in that unfathomed lake. Its water is his splendor, let me take deep draughts of it, my burning thirst to slake. All suffering is easily relieved, and all perfection easily achieved, by those who take to heart my remedy, and dive into the lake of Lord Hari.
From Rupa Goswami's Stavamala.
Note, the word limb, L-I-M-N, means to describe. Udisi parispudar indidamindindida mandida sujolasitam hadamanganati mangala mangala sachandanam vande. Udisi parispudar indidamindindida mandida sujolasitam hadamanganati mangala mangala sachandanam vande.
Upon his chest is manifest the mark of goddess Shri, and there to rest the best of wreaths, a temple for the bees, who worship him by singing hymns that limn his loving play, while Shri Hari most gleefully acclaims the way they pray. For brujas love mad milkmaids, and for all the Brahmins' wives, Shri Krishna is the ultimate good fortune in their lives. His sandal-paste anointed limbs bedim the full moon's glow. Unto the lotus feet of Shri Hari I bow down low. Unto the lotus feet of Shri Hari I bow down low.
Udisipari spudder indidamindindidamandida sujolasitam hadamanganadamangalamangada sachandanam vande. Udisipari spudder indidamindindidamandida sujolasitam hadamanganadamangalamangada sachandanam vande.
Again from the Stavamala. Madhadesha madhuri maya madhava madhuri matallika mugdha mama madana mohana madamadaya manaso maha maha moham. Madhadesha madhuri maya madhava madhuri matallika mugdha mama madana mohana madamadaya manaso maha maha moham.
O master of Mathura, beauteous lord of goddess Shri, who plays such maddening melodies upon your murali, O Cupid's charmer, please redeem a life till now misspent by joyfully destroying my extreme bewilderment, by joyfully destroying my extreme bewilderment.
Madhadesha madhuri maya madhava murali matallika mugdha mama madana mohana madamadaya manaso maha maha moham. Madhadesha madhuri maya madhava murali matallika mugdha mama madana mohana madamadaya manaso maha maha moham. More from the Stavamala. One note, the word sprangle means to spread.
Donodichanaka dumbo dama davagni rashi kusumata davikunya tiravanyaka indra madakalapashupali lochenindi varindo bavatu tavacharitram madgaramandanayo.
The legions of demons are like a great tangle of weeds, grass, and brambles, a frightening field. But you, O Lord Krishna, do o'er this field sprangle a fierce forest fire that makes them all yield. The groves by the bank of the Yamuna River are full of fresh flowers, both fragrant and fair. And you, O dear Krishna, O ecstasy giver, are the king of the elephants who's sporting there. The gopis are maddened with youthful emotion, their hearts filled with love you they long to embrace. Their eyes like blue lotuses dripping devotion bloom wide when they see the bright moon of your face. O Krishna, O giver of all wit and power, O Damodar, you who determine my fate, please grant this request, O kind blessing and dower. May your pastimes my halting words e'er decorate. More from the Stavamala.
Mulot kati vidhayini bhavatado krishnan yatrishna akshayat ghelad bhimani chakravaka nichayaracham yamana mahu gharnanandikalasvana vahatumhe jivatati prangane gonat tungad savalista vakatapi yushakallolini.
Words that tell of your glorious deeds are a river of nectar, O Lord of my heart. And from those who drink deep at that river, desires for other words quickly depart. Sages they are, Chakravaka birds playing, those who drink at the river of talks about you, uprooting the huge tree of death and rebirth. That river their faith ever freshens anew. Waves churn that river, exchanges of love, as you sport with your dear ones, your pure devotees, bubbling and rippling and murmuring sweetly, that stream delights all with divine melodies. O Krishna, O fount of sweet nectarous pastimes, O you whose great deeds should be heard and then sung, may the river of poetry limning your glories flow into my heart and then over my tongue. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15:49, spoken by the four Kumaras to Lord Narayan.
Kamam bhavak savijina nidayesu naksta cheto livan yadunate padayorameta vachastanas tulasivan yaditeng grishobha puryetate gunaganar yadikarnarandra.
A birth in hell our sins will surely warrant, yet please, O Lord, bestow this blessing rare, that all our thoughts, like bees drunk in the torrent of fragrance swirling round your beauteous pair of lotus feet, may relish deep remembrance of your sweet pastimes, name and form so fair, that all our words, like Tulsi's leaves so tender, may glory in being offered unto you, and that our ears may ever find fulfillment in hearing of your traits and deeds anew.
Next, a verse by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya included in the Prajavali, an anthology of verses compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Barha pidam maula bimrad munshi naran atandan nana kalpa shri sampanno gopa stribi sambita. Netranandam kovan krishna tvam chedasman vikshetha sarve kama sampadyeran asmakam vinyasina.
Decked with crown of peacock plumes and chanting songs with flute you sing, wearing lovely ornaments while standing in the gopi's ring, with your eyes brimmed o'er with bliss, if you, dear Krishna, glance our way, all our heart's desires will be fulfilled on this most blessed day.
Next, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:16. This verse was originally composed by Madhavendra Puri.
Kamadinam katina katidha palita durni deshas deshang jata maina kadunanatrapanu pishanti utrinjaitan hadayadupate sampratam labdha buddhis tvamayatak shadanamabhayam mamdayung swatmadasye.
In how many ways have I sought to obey the seductive demands of my wicked desires? They've shown me no mercy, yet on I've gone, shamelessly trying to quench lust's unquenchable fires. But now I'm rejecting those hellish desires, for my higher intelligence now has awoken. O Krishna, O shelter of fearlessness, please let me serve you with faith that will never be broken.
Next, Srimad Bhagavatam 1:8:42. A prayer by Queen Kunti.
Twai me nanya vishaya mati madupate sakrit ratamunvahata radha gange vaughamudandati.
O Maru's Lord, please ever fill my mind with thoughts of thee, not any other kind. As Ganges torrent flows into the sea, let all my love flow constantly to thee.
Next, Rupa Goswami's Stavamala.
Pashupala varinya nandano vanametang muharateye yuvam bhavatu panayo bhave bhave bhavatori vapadambu jeshume. Pashupala varinya nandano vanametang muharateye yuvam bhavatu panayo bhave bhave bhavatori vapadambu jeshume.
O Radha Krishna, children of the best of coward men, this single boon I beg from you again and yet again. In all the countless births my endless sins will make me meet. May all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet. May all my love flow toward your luscious, lustrous lotus feet.
More from the Stavamala.
Smitaduchi Makadanda Syandi Vaktaravindam Tavapodapadahum San Vishtagandham Mukunda Vidichita Pashupali Neta Sarangarangam Nabadidiyata Dage Sangamangi Kurotu. From the lotus of your face, dear Lord, trickles forth the luscious nectar of the beauty of your smile. Your exalted devotees, great swans, seek the fragrance of that lotus which does there their hearts beguile. Your beloved gopis' eyes, mad bees, taste the most exquisite pleasure in that lotus of your face. O my dear Mukunda Dev, I pray, may the lake of my poor heart that lovely lotus ever graze. More from the Stavamala. Manasijapani dushti, lambdapatosmi dushti, timadagahana rupe, handa sangsara kupe, ajita nikala rakshahe tumundhara daksham, upanayama mahaste, bhakti rajum namaste. Fallen in the deep and dark and dirty well of Maya, threatened by the snake of lust, whose venom burns like fire. Helplessly I plead, O Lord, whose strength is ne'er in doubt. Place the rope of bhakti in my hands and pull me out. Place the rope of bhakti in my hands and pull me out. Again, Stavamala. Avatang siddha mandra mandjare, taduni netrita kora panjare, navakunkama punja pinjare, rachadastam amagopa kunjare, rachadastam amagopa kunjare. Delightful blooms adorn his ears, whose charm and beauty none can gauge. The gopi's eyes can no more leave his face than birds can leave a cage. With kumkum spread upon his limbs, a fair complexion he enjoys. I pray my heart will fill with love for Krishna, best of cowherd boys. A couple of verses from the Bhagavad Gita, 1865 and 66. Mannana bhavamandakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te patijani priyosime sarvadharman parityanja mame kangsharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayisyami ma shuchaham. Just think of me, become devoted, worship me and bow down low. You'll come to me, dear friend, I promise you, this boon I shall bestow. Reject all other dharmas and surrender only unto me. Your sins I'll nullify, O Arjun, from anxiety be free. And finally, this is an original. A few notes. The word felicity means happiness. The word sagacity means wisdom. The word tout means to praise. Volatility is changeability. Asininity means stupidity. And cupidity means lust and greed. This is called the fall and redemption of the soul. Where Krishna lives, felicity abounds with pure simplicity and loving sensibility, all serve him with humility. But when a living entity rejects his true identity and out of sheer stupidity surrenders to cupidity, he loses all sagacity and with it all capacity to understand reality or curb his sensuality. Abandoning humility, he touts his own ability, ignoring his fragility and fortune's volatility. Immersed in asininity for what seems an infinity of lives devoid of piety, he suffers in anxiety till contact with God's devotee, perhaps of utmost brevity, awakens his affinity for words of the divinity. Perceiving the futility of all his imbecility, the soul regains his sanity and casts away his vanity. Endowed with new humility, he serves with all ability and growing spontaneity his guru and the deity. Regaining his identity, the wayward living entity returns to the fraternity of Krishna for eternity. Srimad Bhagavatam,
10:9-2. Shishuko Vacha Ekada Guhyada Sishu Yashoda Nanda Gehini Karmantada Niyukta Su Nirmamanta Swayandadi Yani Yani Hagitani Tadbala Chaditani Cha Dadi Nirmantane Kali Spodanti Tani Gayata. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, "One day, when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities." From Srila Prabhupada's purport, "While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta. And while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons." Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21. Sri Sukho Vacha Ittam Sharat Swacha Jalam Padma Kada Sugandina Nyavashadan Vayuna Vatam Sagogo Palakochita. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, "Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavan forest." The lakes, rivers, and hills of Vrindavan resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balaram, Sri Krishna entered that forest, and while herding the cows, he began to vibrate his transcendental flute. Tadvaja striya ashutya venugitam smarodayam kaschit paroksham krishnasya swasakim yon vavarniyan. When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Braja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. Tadvarnihitamarabdha Spadantya Krishna Cheshtitam Nashakan Smadavegena Vikshipta Manasonrapa. The cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna, but when they remembered his activities, O King, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. Barha pidam natavadavapu karnayo karnikaram bimbran vasak kanaka kapishan bhajayantin chamalam randran venor hadadasudaya purayan gopa vrindar vrindaranyam swapadadhamanam pravishan gita kirtihi. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the vajayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. Iti ve nuravam rajan sarvabhutamanoharam
Shutva vajasya yaksava varnayantyo bhire bhire.
O king, when the young ladies in Braja heard the sound of Krishna's flute, which captivates the minds of all living beings, they all embraced one another and began describing it.
Shri Gopi Uchu Akshanvatam Palamidam Naparam Vidamo Sakya Pasunana Vivesha Yatova Yasyai Vaktrang Vajesha Sutayo Hanuvenu Jishtam Yavana Pita Manorakta Kataksham Oksham.
The cowherd girls said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision.
Chultapavala barhasta bhagotpalabja malanuprikta paridhana vichitra vesho Madhye vire chaturalamba shupala gosyam Rangi yata natavaro kachagaya mano.
Dressed in a charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest, and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts, and clusters of flower buds, Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage, and sometimes they sing.
Gopyakamacha yadiyankushalam smaveno damodaradarasudham api gopikanam bhunkte swayam yadarvishishtara sangradinyo hrishyatvacho shumumuchu stadavo yatharyaho.
My dear gopis, what auspicious activities must the flute have performed to enjoy the nectar of Krishna's lips independently and leave only a taste for us gopis for whom that nectar is actually meant? The forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, shed tears of pleasure. His mother, the river on whose bank the bamboo was born, feels jubilation, and therefore her blooming lotus flowers are standing like hair on her body.
Vrindavanam sakibhavo vitanoti kirtim yandevaki sutapadambu jalabna lakshmi Govinda Veno Manomatta Mayura Nrityam Prekshadrisan Bhavaratam Yasamasta Sattvam.
O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned.
Danyasmamuda gatayopi hadinya heta yananda nandana mupata vichitra vesham akarnya venu ranitam saha krishna sara pujam dadhu vidachitam panayavalokai.
Blessed are all these foolish deer because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing upon his flute. Indeed, both the doe and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection.
Krishnam niriksha vanitosa varupa shilam shudnvacha tat kwanita vena vivikta gitam devyo vimana gatayak smadanunna sara brashyat prasuna kabara mumuhu vinivya.
Krishna's beauty and character create a festival for all women. Indeed, when the demigods' wives flying in airplanes with their husbands catch sight of him and hear his resonant flute song, their hearts are shaken by Cupid, and they become so bewildered that the flowers fall out of their hair and their belts loosen.
Gavashta Krishna Mukhanirgata Venu Gita Piyushamutta Bittakarna Potaipi Bantya Shavasnutasta napayakavalasmatastu Govindamapanidusha shukalas prashantya.
Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouths filled with milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts.